الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وذروا ظاهر الإثم وباطنه. آمنت بالله، صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected علماء اكرام، elders and brothers, young friends in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. By now, preparation in all earnest should have commenced for the holy month of Ramadan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the month of Rajab, would start looking forward to the holy month of Ramadan. He would start praying, supplicating, beseeching Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for barakat and blessing during the month of Rajab and Sha'ban, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to even lengthen his life so that he might see the month of Ramadan in order to draw from the great treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that descend during the holy month of Ramadan. I thought of discussing one particular hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which Nabi alayhi salatu was salam addresses Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And it is not only for preparation of the month of Ramadan, but perhaps it's a good opportunity for us to start our preparation in this way. On one occasion, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, he made an announcement. And he asked the people that who is going to take to heart what I am about to say, practice it, and then convey it to others as well. So this was the announcement that Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu made, that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made. So Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, قُلْتُ أَنَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. He said, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will do that. Whatever you are about to say, I will practice upon it, I will implement it, I will take it to heart, and then I will convey it to others. And look at what a sterling job Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu did, that until this day, we say those words, min wa an, as they were, that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said. So then after that, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam grabbed my hand. فَأَخَذَ بِيَدِي وَعَدَّ خَمْسًا. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam grabbed hold of my hand and he gave me 5 bits of advice. And these 5 bits of advice are such that if we have to implement it on our personal level, then there is success and only success. If municipalities have to implement them, then there is success and only success for them. And if governments have to implement them, then that success goes global. Such are the comprehensive nature of these advices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I thought that it would be appropriate for us to start implementing them at least as part of our preparation for the month of Ramadan. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the first bit of advice that he gave Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu on this occasion, he says, ittaqil maharim takun a'badan nas. That, O Abu Huraira, If you want to be the person who has fulfilled his objective in life to the absolute maximum, I'm giving you the meaning of the hadith, then keep away from things that are haram, things that are impermissible, things that bring about the wrath and the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The simple translation of the hadith is that, O Abu Huraira, if you want to ittaqil maharim, keep away from things that are haram, takun a'badan nas, you will be the one who has engaged in the most amount of ibadat. And if you have to study the Quran Sharif, the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then our objective in life is to make the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to worship Him, to become His true servants, and to display absolute servitude before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us analyze just this part of the hadith. Here, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't tell him that if you want to do, be the one who has done the most amount of ibadat, then he didn't say that you must read so much of nafil namazes or start fasting in excess or start doing this and start making so much of zikr. Of course, those things have their virtue, but where we find ourselves lacking in and where the noor of all those ibadats can be lost is if we engage in things that are haram. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam drew the attention of Hazrat Abu Huraira and then the ummah to come until the day of Qiyamah, that if you want to be successful in this life, then keep away from things that are haram, things that are impermissible. Even if you have to analyze the hadith of Sha'ban, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, after 2 days on Sunday night, is the 15th night of Sha'ban. And there are many, many virtues mentioned of that night. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made such a long sajda during the 15th night of Sha'ban that I touched his thumb during that sajda just to see whether Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was still alive or his soul had been taken out from his body. And when the thumb moved, I realized that he was still alive. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam completed the salah. He made salam. Then he asked Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha that, oh Aisha, did you think that the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has deserted you? So Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, no, but it was so long that I thought you had passed away. Your soul had been extracted from your body. Nevertheless, then after that, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam asks her, do you know what night it is? She said that it is the night, she said that Allahu wa Rasuluhu a'lam. Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know best. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned some of the virtues of this night. And he mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives as many people as the fibers of wool on the sheep of the tribe of Bani Kalb. So many people are forgiven during this night. And Allah ta'ala forgives and bestows His mercy upon anyone who asks for forgiveness and asks for mercy. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam excluded some people and said that these people will be deprived from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even on this great night of Sha'ban. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if you have to analyze who are those people who he excluded, they are those who engaged in different types of sins and vices. A person who is a drinker of alcohol, he has been excluded. The person who is disobedient to his parents, he is excluded. The person who cuts off family ties, he is excluded. All of these fall into the categories of maharim, which Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu is told by Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, ittaqil maharim takun a'badan nas. Keep away from things that are haram, things that bring about the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will be the one who has engaged in the most amount of ibadat. It reminds me of the incident of Hazrat, our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Ki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi. On one occasion, they were sitting in the car in Jeddah, and those who have been to Jeddah during these days of June and July will know how hot it becomes. 53 degrees, 54 degrees. They're sitting in the car, the air conditioner is blowing, and the car is just not getting cool in any way. So Hazrat Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi asked, they just check, it seems as though someone's window is open. So Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Damat Rahmatullah Alayhi, he says that I looked around and I saw that it was my window that was a little open. So I shut it, and in no time the car became cool. Now for us this was a normal thing, that the window was open, so we shut it and it became cool. But the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draw lessons from everything that they see around us. جہاں میں ہے عبرت کے ہر سو نمونے مگر تجھ کو اندھا کیا رنگ و بونے. That there are lessons for us to take from everything that we see around us. But just this glitter, the glamour, being so consumed in worldly life, does not allow us to take the lessons that we are supposed to be taking from the things that are happening around us. So Hazrat Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahab Rahmatullah Alayhi, he said, look at this. That the air conditioner was doing its work of cooling. It was because one of the windows of the car were open that the car was not becoming cool. Like that, all of our ibadat, our namaz, our roza, our hajj, our zakat, our taraweeh and our fasting in the month of Ramadan, all of it will be trying to give us peace, satisfaction, tranquility, will be trying to get us into Jannat. But if the windows of our eyes are open and we are engaged in ogling and looking at haram, and the windows of our ears are open and we are engaged in listening to haram, and the windows of our tongues are open and we are engaged in deceiving, in lying, in swearing, in all those things that are haram and impermissible, then how is our heart going to become cool with the coolness of our ibadat? Khata hai wo zahar bhi muqawwi ghiza ke saath, aadi hai jo gunah ka zikre khuda ke saath. The person, the similitude, the likeness, is like a person who is having wholesome food and together with that he's having also a bout of poison. Can such a person ever become healthy? If anything, he's going to become unhealthy. Just like that is the one who together with the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is engaged in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, ittaqil maharim takuna abadan nas. O Abu Huraira, if you want to be the most pious and righteous person, keep away from things that are haram. So that is the very first advice. In our preparation for the month of Ramadan, let us remove things that are haram from our lives. Anything that is going to bring about the displeasure. The very sad thing is that many of the things that are haram and impermissible, we don't even regard them as haram and impermissible. We don't consider, or sometimes perhaps inadvertently, or because we don't have knowledge of it, we engage in those things and they in fact deprive us of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even during the month of Ramadan. So let us connect ourselves with someone who can guide us along the way and tell us which things are haram, which things we are supposed to be abstaining from, so that we can draw maximum from this holy month of Ramadan. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that وَرْضَ بِمَا قَسَمَ اللَّهُ لَكْ تَكُنْ أَغْنَى النَّاسِ. That, O Abu Huraira, be happy and content with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destined for you, and you will be the richest person in the world. You will be the richest person in the world. The most independent person in the world will be you, if you are happy and content with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you. In another hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam told the same Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that لَيْسَ الْغِنَىٰ عَنْ كَثْرَةِ الْعَرَضِ وَلَكِنَّ الْغِنَىٰ غِنَىٰ النَّفْسِ. That richness, prosperity, is not about how much of material acquisitions you acquire or get, but it is about contentment of the heart. If you have to analyze all of our problems, then it is because we are discontent. We are unhappy with the distribution of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of our hankering and running after the dunya is because of a lack of contentment with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destined for us. And the hadith says it so clearly that Whatever Allah subhanahu, a person is not going to die. Inna nafsa lan tamuta hatta tastakmila rizqaha. A person is not going to die until he gets every bit of the risk that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has destined for that person. Again, in our month, in our preparation of the month of Ramadan, this is one thing that we have to remove from our hearts. Let us take out the love of dunya from our hearts. We don't have to take out the dunya from our lives, but we have to take out the love of dunya from our hearts. Hazrat Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Alayhi, he mentions that the dunya is like water and a man is like a ship. In order for that ship to sail, he needs that water. And he doesn't need a little bit of water. If there is a big ship and only a little bit of water that is around there, that ship will not be able to move from one place to another. He needs a lot of water to move from one place to another. Like that, in order for a person to go through life, he may need a lot of the things of this world. And that dunya will help him to move from one place to another. It will help him to go through life. But the minute that very water gets into the ship, it becomes the means of the destruction of that ship. Like that, if the dunya gets into our hearts, it becomes the means of the destruction of our hearts. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said in one hadith, that two hungry wolves and foxes do not cause as much damage to a flock of sheep than does hirs and greed and tamah cause to a person's iman. Just like how two wolves will cause destruction, annihilation, carnage on those flock of sheep, like that greed for this worldly life will cause all of that. And let us analyze, if we have everything of this world, but we didn't find time to make peace with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what have we really achieved? Our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Damat Barakatuhum, he says in a very beautiful verse of poetry, he says that, Rahu rozo shab garche baaghe iram me, Rahu rozo shab garche baaghe iram me, wo dono jahade umume karam me, karu aish gohar tara ki niam me, ata haft aqleem ho har qadam me, mere dil mein tera agar gham nahi hai to ye sari rahat kam az sam nahi hai. He says that rahu roz o shab garche baaghe iram mein. If day and night I'm living in comforts, in palatial homes, in penthouse flats, on water beds, and enjoying all of the luxuries and ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if I'm having all of this, وَدُونُ جَهَادِ أُمُومِكَ, and he gives me everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives me everything that I want. مَرَي دِلْ مَنْ تَيْرَا أَغَرْ غَمْ نَهِي هَي. But oh Allah, if I do not have your love in my heart, if I have acquired everything of the world, but I don't have your gham, your heart, the deep-hearted pain of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my heart, تو یہ ساری راحت کمز سم نہیں ہے. Sam in Arabic is poison. Then all of these ni'mats and bounties are not less than poison for me. They are poison for me because they are going to take me away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bahut khushnuma hai ye bangle tumhare, ye gamlo ke jhurmut ye rangi nazare, are ji rahe ho ye kiske sahare, ke marne se ho jayenge sab kinare. اگر قرب جانے بہارا نہیں ہے یہ ننگے خزا ہے گلستان نہیں ہے. He says, how beautiful is whatever you have amassed. Whatever you have, how beautiful, how wonderful it looks from the outside. But اگر قرب جانے بہارا نہیں ہے, if you don't have the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the proximity, that relationship with Him, then all that you have got is not spring, it is autumn. It is nothing in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's going to take you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from deen. It's going to become a means of your destruction in the hereafter. So let us be conscious about that as well and remove the love of the dunya from our hearts. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam tells Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, وَأَحْسِنْ إِلَىٰ جَارِكَ تَكُنْ مُؤْمِنًا. That, oh Abu Huraira, be good and kind to your neighbor. That's the only time you'll become a proper mu'min and believer. If you are not good and kind to your neighbor, whether it's the person who's sitting next to you, or the person who's parking next to you, or the person who's living next to you, or the person whose country is next to yours, if you are not good and kind to them, oh Abu Huraira, you will never ever become a proper mu'min and believer. Let us make it a point from now, in our preparation for the month of Ramadan, that we are going to have consideration, be kind, be considerate to the people who are around us. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, وَأَحِبَّ لِلنَّاسِ مَا تُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِكَ تَكُنْ مُسْلِمًا. That, oh Abu Huraira, love for others what you love for yourself, then you will be a proper Muslim, a person who has submitted fully to the will and command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't we find that so many times we love for ourselves something, yet we hate that our neighbor or the person who is associated with us ever achieves that thing. Take that out from our lives. That is the only time the true essence of Islam is going to come into our lives. وَأَحِبَّ لِلنَّاسِ مَا تُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِكَ تَكُنْ مُسْلِمًا. Love for others what you love for yourselves. That is the only time. We are frightened many a times and we think that we are the providers of risk and sustenance, and we get very, very upset when someone wants to do the same business as we are doing. Go to other places in the world and see how many, if they are shoe shops, then they are only shoe shops. And if they are material shops, then they are only material shops. And everyone is trading and everyone is selling everything at the same price, and yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing everyone. But when it comes to us, that we don't want that anyone else must do what we are doing. وَأَحِبَّ لِلنَّاسِ مَا تُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِ. You love for others what you love for yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who provides and who will give each and every one. وَأَحِبَّ لِلنَّاسِ مَا تُحِبُّ لِنَفْسِكَ تَكُنْ مُسْلِمًا. And then Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told me, وَلَا تُكْثِرِ الدِّحْكِ فَإِنَّ كَثْرَةَ الدِّحْكِ تُمِيتُ الْقَلْبِ. That do not engage, O Abu Huraira, in excessive laughter. Because excessive laughter is something that is going to kill your spirituality. It's going to take out your connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't mean that we must not laugh. There are full chapters in the books of ahadith called Babul Mizah, laughter, the joking of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we must not become so consumed by that laughter that we want to be, if there's anything that we know, then we know how to make people laugh. If there's anything that we want to hear from people, then it's jokes and comedies, so that we can have a good laugh about it. وَلَا تُكْثِرِ الدِّحْكِ فَإِنَّ كَثْرَةَ الدِّحْكِ تُمِيتُ الْقَلْبِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself engaged in laughter to the extent حَتَّى بَدَتْ نَوَاجِذُهُ, until the back teeth could be seen even. He laughed. He smiled also, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam laughed also. But to make that the objective of our lives, to engage in that all of the time, just to watch comedies to make us laugh and to remove our pressures for that moment of time, that is not something that is wanted from us. So let us try and practice and implement these things that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, especially for the preparation of the month of Ramadan, and see how we can go ahead with that. Very, very quickly, the night of the 15th of Sha'ban is a night which has great virtues. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned great, great virtues, and we should try our level best to engage in excessive amount of ibadat during this night. The very least we could do is abstain from sins during this night. So let us try and do that, and whoever gets the tawfiq to fast on these days, tomorrow is the 13th, then it's the 14th, then it's the 15th of Sha'ban. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, great virtues have been mentioned for fasting on the 13th, 14th and 15th of every Islamic month. So fasting in the month of Sha'ban also He's very, very virtuous. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of amal. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.